Support for Soundwaves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
Hi, it is my great pleasure and honor, can I say that? To welcome James S. Martin, resident slug film critic here, for another special edition of Jimmy Martin Tells You About Movies and Stuff, which is not, it's a working title.
Well, it was an honor until that's not my middle initial.
Oh, I always get that wrong. Ah,
jackass, this is W.
Can we just call you Jimmy Martin then?
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker Martin. Or Jimmy Walker. Isn't that a guy from a 70s TV show?
Dynamite,
there we go. But that's TV. We're not going to talk about TV, Jimmy. Or 70s TV especially. We're going to talk about new movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
For the week of November 17th and onward. But there's still some movies that happened, that came out the week before that are worth mentioning.
Yeah, we're kind of getting into the Oscar run. A couple months ago, we talked about Drive and 50-50. I think those are going to be definitely in the list of contenders. But now we're kind of getting into the... I don't want to say like almost every other week you'll probably see something that's going to try to go for Best Picture. And as you're listening to this, about a week or so ago, J. Edgar came out. This is Clint Eastwood's newest movie. If Clint Eastwood makes a movie, you can 9 times out of 10 bet that he'll go for some kind of Oscar contention, except for Hereafter was a piece of shit. But this is Leonardo DiCaprio playing J. Edgar Hoover. Hopefully there's some cross-dressing in it. Who knows? This, for me, is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio's first attempt to kind of break that mold of... Because every time I look at Leonardo DiCaprio, I want to say Leo, like we're best buds. I always see the kid in him, you know what I mean? He's not like an adult actor to me yet. And he's fantastic, but I think this is the first time we're actually going to see him as someone who can keep going on with a movie career and actually play an adult role that's believable. So here's hoping to him. So I think he's going to go for best actor. I'm sure he will.
I saw his fat/old suit. I hope his performance is more convincing than that. And maybe he could win an Oscar.
They should have just dubbed him with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, why not? You need to make the movies, Jimmy, basically, is what this whole movie show comes down to. I'll be all right with that. You would probably be making such raucous comedies as Jack and Jill,
Jesus Christ, if you were
a director, right?
I want to seriously punch Adam Sandler in his giant vagina. It's made as rubber as Jill.
When he's the female character, you want to punch him in his rubber vagina?
Oh, God. The trailers infuriate me so much, and it looks like the biggest Tyler Perry piece of shit I've ever seen.
But Tyler Perry, strangely enough, not attached.
I bet his name's somewhere. He let him borrow the fat suit.
He makes all the movies.
God, but at least Tyler Perry is like a billionaire. So that's the only thing I can respect about Tyler Perry.
You and me both, man.
No. God. And then the next week, it's only going to get worse.
I heard that there's a new Vamp film out. This is what the kids say now. They shorten it.
Is that what the kids are saying?
They shorten it.
Vamp?
Vamp.
Vampire is too long to say?
Yeah, well, you know.
Life's short, man.
BTW.
But Jesus.
LOL. We don't have much time in this world, Jimmy. We got to abbreviate everything.
Yeah. Well, the newest Vamp movie is the new Twilight movie. That won't be making an Oscar run. I hope you got it now. But you know what? Of all the movies, I'm really excited about this one. Because if you know anything about the Twilight series, there is vampire rape.
Oh.
There is a very violent sex scene. She gets pregnant and the baby grows rapidly fast, which will be funny to watch.
Oh, yes.
And then when she goes into labor, he has to bite the baby out. Which,
what?
The fact that this movie's coming out and it's not going to be rated NC-17 blows my mind. So we'll just have to see how they do it. But you can't make this movie. Oh, when the baby's born, the werewolf, quote unquote, imprints on it, which means he falls in love with it. And I would call that a baby fucker.
I think we should have said spoiler alert at the beginning of all that.
I don't care. Anybody who's really mad about me spoiling Twilight, that should entice you to go see it, because I want to see them try to explain pedophilia in a cool glitter manner.
I think most slug podcast listeners aren't going to care that we spoiled it all.
No, but please go see kid getting bitten out of a girl's stomach. Descendants, George Clooney's independent film.
It's about a pop punk rock band from Hermosa Beach, California, right? The Descendants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, no, it's not. It's about a guy whose wife cheats on him and he looks for love in all the wrong places. Sounds fantastic.
He didn't direct it, though.
No, he didn't. He did,
Ides of March.
Ides of March was surprisingly good. I guarantee there'll be some noms in that one. There's great acting in it from Ryan Gosling.
Noms? Noms. Nominations too long. Vampires.
That's why
too
I said
long.
Noms.
Vamp noms.
I just was trying to pick up on the lingo.
Good. Thank you, Jimmy.
How about some vamp noms?
They will never be a vamp nom as long as I exist, probably. In an effort of full disclosure, Jimmy, I'd like to reveal something about myself. I had an opportunity today to see not Ides of March, but the Ides of March, yeah. Or the Three Musketeers.
Which did you choose?
Whilst I was walking into Ides of March, my original choice, I saw Mila Jovovich on the Three Musketeers poster.
Did you go see the Three Musketeers?
Yes, I did.
Why?
I just told you, Mila Jovovich, man.
I don't care. Her tits don't save that film by any means.
It wasn't worth it. Yeah, they're way too smushed and pushed into that gown.
Oh,
to be honest.
God. That movie, we talked about this. They tried to steampunk it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then they just gave it a Cleveland steampunk steamer on everybody's chest. That movie sucks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was god-awful.
It made me so mad, at the end of it. I just... And they try... Okay, here's the thing. Spoiler alert. At the end of the film, they try to hint that there will be a sequel. Good fucking luck. Good luck, buddy.
It already made $70 million in the box office.
No, it didn't.
It made $70
million. Did not make $70
it
million.
Made $70 million. Its budget was like $90.
No, it came out the same day as Paranormal Activity 3, and that one made a shit ton of money.
Well, people that give a shit at home, because I definitely don't. Look it up. Perhaps my movie app was wrong about the movie it made. The money it made, rather. The sequel should be guaranteed. And we shall all rejoice. In my defense, I love the original story of the Three Musketeers. I've watched most of the remakes or the reimaginings of them.
Well, every generation has their own Three Musketeers. Mine had Charlie Sheen in it.
That one was the best one.
Well, because it was mine.
Yeah.
So all the kids are going to think that theirs is the best because Mila Jovovich is in it.
She could do anything pretty much. I'll watch her kill zombies all day long. And the next week in November, the last week in November, what do we have that's exciting?
Hugo. This is Martin Scorsese's first attempt to make a kids movie. That should be interesting. I hope Joe Pesci stabbed somebody in it.
There's no guns, no cocaine that I can see.
There's no cocaine on the posters.
Then what's it about?
No, it's about a kid who his father passes away and he actually lives inside of a train station. But my favorite casting in it is Sacha Baron Cohen. Even if he can get away from his own characters, then fantastic. He was okay in Sweeney Todd, but
yeah,
we'll see if he can do that one. But the one I'm more excited about this week, just because it's from my childhood, is The Muppets. And I think The Muppets looks really cool. Written by Jason Segel. Starring Jason Segel, Amy Adams, Chris Cooper. But they've already revealed that it's going to be a great Muppet film. They're not going to let them screw with The Muppets too much, but they said that this is definitely going to be a Muppet movie that adults and children can both enjoy. What I love about kids' movies is that funny ones will toss in jokes that only adults will laugh at. I'm trying to think. Oh, there was every time I think of this analogy, it's the Grinch with Jim Carrey. And there's a part where they drop off a baby and they hear these voices go, "Hey, the baby arrived." And you hear the dad very quickly say, "It looks like your boss," which, and no kid's going to get that joke, but I found it hilarious. So I'm excited for the Muppets.
Anything else?
My Week with Marilyn that's going to be Michelle Williams' run for Best Actress.
Simon Curtis is the director.
Yeah.
I skipped ahead a little bit. I thought that A Dangerous Method looked interesting. That's the directed...
David Cronenberg. Yeah, that should film. Be pretty interesting. I think Mike Cronenberg's pretty wild.
But My Week with Marilyn, it's got that one hop rod from Driving It.
No, that's Carey Mulligan.
Okay, yeah, who the hell is this one?
This is Michelle Williams. This
they're
is the
all
girl.
The same.
They're both adorable.
They're adorable. Pint size.
Michelle Williams was actually, she's the mother to Heath Ledger's child. I think she got her start on Dawson's Creek, and then she was in Brokeback Mountain and all that fun
stuff.
Oh,
okay.
She's a good actress.
I have placed her now.
But yeah, those are the ones that I'm excited for in November.
And what about December?
December's got Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Actually sounds pretty good. That's got Gary Oldman in it. A big one, though, is Young Adult. That's with Charlize Theron and Patton Oswalt, who's one of my favorite stand-up comedians right now. Directed by Jason Reitman and written by, I'm blanking on her name, but she wrote Juno. Diablo Cody. She's the stripper-turned screenplay writer. Those are the kind of the ones that are kind of big.
What about the end of December? Is there anything exciting going on?
I think we're all excited for Sherlock Holmes, too.
I mean, aren't we?
Of course. I liked the first one. Even
I loved it.
I couldn't understand half of what he was saying because he talked like Brad Pitt in Snatch. He was doing Pikey talk. And they're both directed by Guy Ritchie, so that's why I make that analogy. And real fast, The Iron Lady, if you ever want to see Meryl Streep. I'm telling you the British lady's name. who she plays. The
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. God, I couldn't think of it. I've seen the posters of it, and she looks identical to her, so it'll be interesting to see. I bet that's going to be a run, too. So
Sherlock Holmes has my vote, though.
I'm going for Twilight. I want Twilight to take it all.
If I never have to see Meryl Streep in another movie, I'll be happy. I just can't cry anymore at theaters. It's just too, the performances are too much for me.
I always cry at Death Becomes Her. It's a great movie.
I like when she gets her
head. Oh, and Mission Impossible 4. Sorry, that's a great one. I'm actually excited for that.
There's no 4 there, Jimmy. It's just Ghost Protocol.
It's Ghost Protocol, but get real, it's 4. And The Adventures of Tintin, which is Steven Spielberg making a Ren Tintin movie.
Is there a Ren in the Tintin?
I always say Ren Tintin. I like it saying that. He gets really mad at it. He's like, it's not the same.
Not at all.
But if you've seen the trailers, it looks very Indiana Jones-ish, but animated. That one, I guarantee you, is probably going to go for best animated movie. Because this year, Pixar usually wins it, and Cars 2 was terrible. So, sorry, Pixar, you blew it.
Is there going to be a shitty 3D version of The Adventures of Tintin, we hope?
Yeah, I think it's only going to be in 3D.
Oh.
I think he shot that one
Huzzah.
Only in 3D.
And so Huzzah.
Him and Scorsese with Hugo. They love 3D, and I don't know why. They're better than that. So
there's some talk that people are going to have to start buying or renting 3D glasses at movies to try to offset the cost.
Well, technically, you rent them now. But the funny thing is that you can go buy your glasses, and they'll still charge you the rental fee.
But there's the Dolby Digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another...
Real 3D. And I think those are the two main ones.
So the movie theaters are like, we're tired of footing the bill for you and your glasses, yep. You peasants.
But they'll make you pay for it, and you're still going to have to pay the fee. I've had friends buy their own 3D glasses and say, I brought my own, I don't want the fee. And they're like, no, we don't do that. So there's no point. You're just going to pay a lot of money.
Occupy movie theaters. We're going to get some change out of this. Anything else end of December that you're excited about?
Cameron Crowe, we bought a zoo that's going to go for it. I like Cameron Crowe a lot. The movie looks awful, but I'm sure he'll go for it. And War Horse, which is another Steven Spielberg movie. Steven Spielberg is going to try to win Best Picture and Best Animated. Watch him. He's going to try to do it.
Is it going
to
be done?
Just Steven Spielberg, shit, if anybody's going to do it, it's him.
If anybody can shit on the Indiana Jones franchise.
He did take a big dump on
it. It's him.
You know, I was planning on naming my future unborn son Indiana until the fourth one came out, and then I said, fuck it, never mind.
I just pretend like it didn't happen.
I kind of do.
And I won't allow the children I'm not going to have to watch it. I will guarantee you that, James.
I tell my kids there's no Star Wars prequels either. It's just 3.
They come home from school one day, Daddy, what's A New Hope?
I said, that's a great movie.
And then what if they ask about the other ones?
Well, they can ask about Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi all they want, but when they say Phantom Menace, I'm going to slap them right in the mouth and say, we don't say that in this house.
That's what I wanted to hear, Jimmy.
Jackass.
Good.
Well, God, I'm going to be an abusive dad. It's going to be horrible.
Well, the unborn children I won't have will get along famously with yours. Deal.
Fine by me.
Jimmy Martin has a feature on our website and our magazine called Cinemagraph. It's a little graph. Of motion pictures. Actually, is it only on the website, the Cinemagraph?
Cinemagraph is on the website, and then the reviews are in the magazine.
So we have the Cinemagraph on the front page of the website where you do your reviews.
Yep.
And then, of course, in the back of the magazine.
It's all there.
And let's get your personal Facebook out there so people can find out more about your own goings-ons.
My own going-ons?
Goings-ons.
Well, you can find me on Facebook. You just want my personal page?
Let the people know what's going on.
With just me?
Your fans.
Jimmy Martin, I don't know the name of it.
That's it.
I don't think I made it personal. You try to find me. My profile picture is me as a Futurama head in a jar, so if you find that, I'll friend you. How about that? Does it make you feel better?
Yeah, aren't we already friends? If you defriended me?
Maybe I defriended you.
Yeah, that's probably what... I say some stuff. I don't blame you. Well, thanks again, Jimmy, and read Slug and SlugMag.com for more on his very educated and astute movie reviews.
Woo!